T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line right now, the Vice President of Player Personnel for the New England Patriots, Scott Pioli. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. I was just, I went through this long thing of conflict resolution, problem solving, because you are scheduled at the same time as Jerry Rice. And I was telling Dale.
Who?
Exactly. Jerry Rice. Who's Jerry Rice?
And I just Jim told Rice him, is who matters in this town.
That's what I said. I said to Dale.
You can bump me for Jim Rice, but not.
I said to Dale, obviously, you put Scott Pioli on and you tell Jerry Rice to wait. I didn't say that, but how you doing, man?
I was afraid I was going to get fined by you guys for being late here.
Well, you have. You have been fined by us. Just a couple dollars, though.
Yeah, checks in the mail.
Hey, tell me about the day you and Bill decided, yeah, we think this Randy Moss thing is going to work. Let's go get him for our football team. Tell us how you came to that decision finally.
Well, I think, we had talked about it. We didn't know if it was going to be a possibility. And then, the first day of the draft, the phone conversations didn't even start until the end of the first day, which was pretty late. And they went on between Bill and I probably until about 1:30 in the morning. So the whole process was maybe 10 or 11 hours. And then, I don't know. There's no specific moment. Again, we view things differently. We don't sit around and have a conversation and say, oh boy, I think this is going to work out now, or I don't think this is going to work. Fortunately it has worked out. Randy's been fabulous.
We were just having a conversation about you behind your back, Scott. talking about the dynamic between you and Bill Belichick, and you can say it better than I can. I was just trying to say that to Dale, you and Bill have a situation or a relationship that many people in the league just can't really relate to, and that's that pretty 90% of the time, 95% of the time, what kind of players he's looking for, so you don't have to have that conversation with him daily of, hey, Bill, would you like this? Do you like this guy, or can this guy play for you? You already know. Is that a fair characterization of the relationship?
Yeah, because here's the thing. I think from a value standpoint, what we're looking for is the same thing. And there's a trust there, clearly, that Bill has with me, that I'm going to be bringing him the type of player that he knows is going to be a player that he wants to coach and a player that will fit into the system. And, again, from a makeup standpoint, and obviously knowing what he's looking for from a player perspective. But here's one of the biggest things, I think, in the relationship is that it's based on a personal relationship. And Bill and I believe we do a pretty solid job of managing our egos. And when we get into decision-making and when we have disagreements and or arguments, I mean, Michael, you when you're writing your book, you heard some of those disagreements and some of those arguments. It never becomes personal. It never becomes about Bill trying to prove me wrong and be right. It's never about trying to prove the other person wrong it's about getting the decision right. It's never, we remove our egos from those, and that's when you're going to make good decisions. It's not about winning the argument. It's about getting it right.
When you had your off season and put together your football team, when you finally had the group pretty much put together that you were going to go into the season with, I'm sure you had certain expectations of what you could accomplish and what your team could accomplish. Did you ever think this?
No, because I never think, where we're at right now, you just never, I know people think it's cliche or it's just part of our, we genuinely think game to game, week to week. I think all of us felt that we had a chance to be a pretty good football team, and that we were going to have a chance to compete for the division championship and hopefully beyond that. And when you're back in July and August, or even back in May and June, there's so many things that you know that can happen along the way and that are completely out of your control, whether those things are injuries or, you know, some sort of roster attrition, or there's a lot of dynamics that are out of your control. So none of us in this operation ever think that far down the line, because then you're setting expectations, and anytime you set certain expectations too high or unrealistically, when you can't control certain things, you're setting yourself up for failure emotionally.
When did you and Bill and just the entire football operations staff really start to evaluate the 2006 season and say, all right, this is what we need to do in 2007. We figured it out. When did that process begin?
As soon as the season ended, you know, as soon as in that ugly day in Indy. It's just, here's the thing. You set up what you believe are some of the things that you need to improve on or get better on, but there's always this, it goes back to the whole theory of supply and demand. Even though you have certain needs, your options may be limited or they may not be limited. And so, again, some of that stuff is out of your control. So you identify what your needs are and the things that you want to improve, the things you want to get better. Sometimes you've got a system that's set a certain way. By virtue of the way that free agency went last year, I mean, everyone can see this year that we've, you know, altered our offense a little bit. So, you know, it's a matter of supply and demand as well.
You know what, Scott, every time anyone from the Patriots mentions Indianapolis last year, you mention it with hushed tones. I mean, it's almost like the taboo subject, or like, oh, that ugly day. Is that your Dave Stachelski moment?
Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Michael.
That's
appreciate
right.
it.
I'm here
I'll
to humble
sleep
you,
well
buddy.
Tonight.
That's all.
I'll sleep well tonight. Appreciate it. It's you know what it is? It's just, for me personally, it's just one of those things that will stick with me for a long time, for a lot of reasons.
Scott, as you listen and watch the run up to the
Super
Bowl.
I'm going to make an analyst a lot of money, though.
as you listen and watch the run up to the Super Bowl, are you bemused by some of the things you see and hear on TV, on the radio, in the newspaper? Does it amuse you because you know what the real story is behind the scenes?
I've got to be honest. I don't know if this is the right thing to say, but I've got to be honest. I don't know if it amuses me because I have too much respect for the game, and I think some of the things that we see in some of the the self-promotion and some of the stuff has gotten so far away from football that, again, just the way that I am personally is I find it disrespectful to the game and to what we're all doing and to people that are professionals, and it's that's just my own personal feeling on that.
Scott, are you happy? Are you happy now? I mean, is this the
happy until you brought up the Indianapolis game.
How about it? Indianapolis.
And Dave Stachelski.
And Dave Stachelski, yeah.
Can I bring up Jeff Marriott, too? would I complete the trifecta for you?
Oh.
Is this the dream job for you? Is this the final destination?
Well, right now, this is the most exciting time, you know, in my life right now. It's you know, there's a lot going on that's good, and you know, it's a really good time. I mean, yeah, I am very happy, and we're getting ready to play for the Super Bowl. Who wouldn't be happy?
Hey, Scott, I know that you rebuilt your offense in the offseason, and you're pretty pleased with how it went, but a wide receiver just sat down here. I don't know if he's got any eligibility left, but have you got a spot for Jerry Rice on your team?
No. They have too many receivers.
Is Jerry Rice seriously down there right now?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Wow, Jerry, hey. I thought they said Jim Rice at first, you know, these Boston guys.
Yeah, you know, I've been called Jim Rice, too, so it's okay.
You're a lot better looking.
Well, thanks, buddy. But no, hey, there's no room for me there. You guys already loaded.
Hey, for Jerry Rice, there's always room. Are you kidding me?
Scott,
Jerry, I did this for a long time, and you are a great player and a great representative of this game. I mean,
well,
really,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for all that you did for football, seriously.
Scott, we appreciate you taking a few minutes on a busy week. Best of luck to you on Sunday, and we'll talk again.
All right, guys. Thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Take
Anytime.
Care.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.